بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله my beloved brothers all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us here alhamdulillah to listen to the talks of deen to listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we are all in need of this news this is a halqa of iman This gathering that we are sitting in, our elders call it the halkas of Iman. And the halka of Iman, my dear brothers, is to listen to the words of Allah and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, over and over again, so that this heart can become affected, inshallah. So it's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has gathered us here. Allah ta'ala has blessed us, my dear brothers, has given us great amount of ni'mats. One great pious person used to say, I make dua for four things every day. One is the ni'mat of Iman, that, oh Allah, we thank you, we make shukr for the ni'mat of Iman. The second thing is that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has put us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummah which has got such great maqam and status in the eyes of Allah. The most beloved, my dear brothers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in His beloved ummah. So one is Allah ta'ala gave us Iman. The other is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third dua he says he makes every day is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered our faults. Imagine, my dear brothers, all the weaknesses that we have. If, my dear, people come to know what is our weaknesses and what is our the evils that we have, my dear brothers, no one will come close to us. So it's a great fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has covered our faults. And also, my beloved, I assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rozi in His hands. We are not dependent on anybody else for this. Rozi, we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He says, every day I make dua for these four great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved elders and brothers, how fortunate we are that Allah ta'ala has given us these great ni'mats. We went to meet one great pious man, my dear brothers, alim in our country, and he mentioned to us, Murana after Asr touched on it a little bit, my dear brothers. So he mentioned that if three things come into our life, then there's a danger of losing our Iman. An elderly person, 90 years old, studied under Hazrat Mulana Hussain Ahmad Mahdi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's still alive. And he mentioned to us, if these three things come in your life, then there's a danger of your Iman being snatched away, my dear. One, we must make shukr for Iman. If we don't make shukr for Iman, my dear, we don't have that deep thanks in our heart, that shukr, that qadr in our heart for this Iman. Kufran in ni'mat, my dear brothers. Make shukran in ni'mat, that Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman. This is not a small thing. That is why we come into an environment to listen about Iman all the time, to refresh an Iman, to strengthen Iman, to make an effort on Iman. Say, if you don't have that shukr, my dear brothers, then there's a great danger that Allah Ta'ala at the time of maut can deprive us of Iman. The second thing he mentioned, that if we don't make fikr, if we don't have a worry in our hearts, that Ya Allah, what is my end going to be? Khatima bil khair. That Ya Allah, my end, Ya Allah, what is my end going to be? Like the great, great mashayikh, my dear brothers, at the time of their maut, my dear elders and brothers. That worry and concern, that am I going to die with Iman? Am I going to leave this world with Iman? One person mentioned he met so many Sahaba, and he said every one of them feared nifaq in their hearts. He feared that maybe I am a munafiq. I don't have the pure Iman. Always worried and concerned, and maybe even making effort that inshallah till maut, that Allah Ta'ala inshallah those last moments Allah Ta'ala takes us away with Iman. So that is why these environments are created in order for us over and over again to make that shukr. And to have that ihsas, that worry in our hearts, that Ya Allah, keep us with Iman, take us away from this world with Iman, rise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. And the third thing he mentioned, he said that if you become a zalim, an oppressor, if you become an oppressor, then there's a great danger that Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, will snatch that Iman away. Many of us, we have certain positions, certain responsibilities, and we misuse that position, we misuse that responsibility, my dears, and we become zalim, my dears. then there's a great danger, my dear brothers, a person will, that iman will be snatched from him. So my beloved elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us for this. Allah has chosen us for this. The fact that we recited of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it is a selection from Allah. Allah ta'ala, when He loves a person, He gives him deen. When Allah ta'ala loves a person, He gives him the correct understanding of deen, my dears. He gives him iman. He doesn't open the doors of dunya for him, my dears. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no value of dunya in the eyes of Allah. In the eyes of Allah ta'ala is his deen, is this iman. Is this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. For that Allah ta'ala sent down the cream of his creation, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. This was the most beloved, my dear, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala selected and chose in order to go to insan. There was not a nation that came in this world that Allah ta'ala did not send a Nabi to them. In order to remind them, in order to make them understand that who is Allah. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the majesty of Allah? What is the qudrat of Allah? How we can benefit from the qudrat of Allah through practicing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we bring our lives upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved elders and brothers, then we can benefit from the qudrat of Allah. So many occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed his qudrat. How great is Allah? Allah ta'ala is not in need of the things of this world. Allah ta'ala does through his qudrat majlis. When Allah ta'ala desires something to happen, he says, kun fayakun. That be and it comes into existence. Majlis. Allah ta'ala is not in need of this insan, of the creation. Creation is dead. Creation is helpless and hopeless. Creation cannot do. Creation cannot benefit, cannot harm. Creation, my dear brother, has got absolutely no power. It is powerless. Everything lies in the hands of Allah. Nothing can move forward, nothing can move back, no, right or left, in any direction. Everything is in the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, my dear brother, has control over everything in this world. We have to bring that yaqeen into this heart, means. Take out the incorrect yaqeen. You see, success has got nothing to do with the things outside, my dear brothers. Our success, my dear brothers, has got nothing to do with the things that are outside us. Success has got to do with everything which is within us, within this heart. Then an effort, my dear brothers, from the beginning, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an effort on the hearts of Sahaba in order to make them understand what is success, what is failure, what is izzat, what is honor, what is disgrace. Success in the hands of Allah, failure in the hands of Allah. Izzat in the hands of Allah, zillat in the hands of Allah. Wealth in the hands of Allah, poverty in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things, my dear brothers, in the treasures of Allah. It is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give it to whomsoever He desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that those that will obey Allah, those will follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that will follow the Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved elders and brothers. On them Allah ta'ala will give them a beautiful life. Wallah, my dear elders and brothers, their life will become constrained. Their life will become restricted. So this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has kept izzat, has kept honor, has kept, my dear elders and brothers, our success. Success has got nothing to do with the things outside. Success is not, my dear brothers, has got nothing to do with wealth. It's got nothing to do with property. It's got nothing to do with hukumat. It's got nothing to do with majority, my dear. Has got nothing to do with all these things that are outside, that are in front of us. Whatever we see in front of us, my dear brothers, is dhoka, it is deception. It is deception, and we have to, my dear brothers, they say the heart also has got a tongue. With the tongue of the heart, my dear brothers, we have to train this heart. That no, keep saying no, whatever we see in front of us, no, no. That is what Kalima is saying, la, 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 over and over again, la, is not happening from where I see it. That wealth, my dear brothers, is not a means of fulfilling my needs in this world. Fulfilling every need of mine, my dear, whatever is my needs of this world, is not being fulfilled from my money, from my wealth, or from my business, or my job, or from my dear elders and brothers, from the hukumat, from the thing of this world. All these things, my beloved elders and brothers, it's got no relationship with these things that are around us. My beloved elders and brothers, our success, my dear elders and brothers, is linked to the heart. When we will make an effort and internalize that effort, my dear brothers, upon the heart, to take out the incorrect yakin, my dear brothers. The things are doing, that wealth is doing, the armies are doing, the computers are doing, science is doing. All these things, my dear brothers, are doing, and put into the hearts that only Allah does. Allah has control over everything. Allah Ta'ala knows the amount of grain of sand, my dear brothers, that is in the entire world. Allah Ta'ala knows, my dear brothers, the droplets of water that come down from the clouds. It's the knowledge of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every leaf of tree that is on the trees of the entire world, my dear brothers. Whether it is green, whether it is dry, whether it is falling, my dear brothers, whether it has dried up, whether it is... It's all in the knowledge of Allah. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows what are our thoughts, what is going through our hearts. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows that if the whole of mankind comes together and in one voice, the thousands and thousands of languages, they will ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all they need. Allah ta'ala can hear every voice separately. Allah ta'ala can hear every need that is being asked, my dear brothers, separately, and fulfill every need of every creation, my dear brothers. And that amount will not decrease from the khazan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like you put your finger in the ocean and you take it out and that wetness comes on the finger. That also does not even decrease from the treasures of Allah. So that is why our elders say, the greatest, the first knowledge that we have to learn is the knowledge about Allah. Not the knowledge of science and geography and geology and medieval, all these things of the dunya. This is not knowledge, these are information that we are learning. But real knowledge, my brother, is the knowledge of deen. The knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has imparted to us in the Quran and Majid. The knowledge which our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has expounded to us and explained to us. This is, my dear brothers, the near real knowledge. Near real knowledge, the knowledge about Allah. How Sahaba Ikram, they understood how to take from Allah. They understood how to benefit from the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They understood, my beloved Islam brothers, that through Iman and through Amal and through Tawakkul, through these qualities and through these sifats, my dear brothers, that how we can solve every masla, whether the masla is, my dear brothers, individual, or the masla is collective, whether it is infaradi, whether it is ishtimai, my beloved brothers. They made such an effort, my beloved Islam brothers, that they could draw, my dear brothers, from the treasures of Allah. So this is that effort. The greatest knowledge is the knowledge of Allah. Is Sahabi, he doesn't know much about the dunya, but he is made an Amir of a Jama'at to God in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't know the difference between a stone and between a nut, that he breaks it up and then he sees that and they eat the nut, they say, subhanAllah, from a stone food is coming out. A person can eat from there. To that amount, he doesn't know the knowledge about the mundane things of this world. But when the time comes, my beloved elders and brothers, in order to understand that when Allah's Nusrat is going to come down, then he tells his entire army, when I give the instruction, you make wudu. And the next time I make takbir, then you line up. And then the next time I make takbir, then you attack the enemy. And in a very short period of time, our elders tell us, that that army was defeated. They might not have known, my dear elders and brothers, the things that we give so much importance to, my dear brothers, in this life. But they understood who is Allah. The greatness of Allah. The mercy of Allah. The Qudrat of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does through his Qudrat. But Allah Ta'ala is not in need, my dear brothers, of the asbab of this world, the things of this world. Allah Ta'ala does through the Mubarak Tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is that life which is accepted by Allah. This is that life which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, my beloved, is most beloved in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you come with this life in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make our maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala will become beloved in our eyes, my dear brothers. Accepted life from Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this beautiful way of life. From morning till evening. From the time we are born till the time we leave this world. If we want the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we have to create the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. Like they say, there's only one way that we will see. That is with the eyes. You cannot see with the ears. You cannot see with the tongue. There's only one way. One manner that you see. That is with the eyes. In the same way, there's only one way that you can hear. You cannot hear with the eyes, nor can you hear with the tongue. You can only hear with the ears. In the same way, if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only and only one way. That bring the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into us. That amal that came out of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more powerful, my dear brothers, than everything in this world. A person has to just put his shoes according to the way and the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That amal of putting his shoes according to the sunnah of Nabi is more valuable than all the gold, the silver, the diamonds, the properties, medievals, the governments of the entire world put together. That is more valuable than all. Because everything in this world is created, and that will come to an end. But that one sunnah that you brought alive, my dear Muslims, that will last forever and forever and forever. The power in one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say with the finger of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he split the entire moon. So how powerful was the one finger of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imagine every action that came out of the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one expedition they mentioned that there was no water. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everyone bring you a little bit of water that you got, he put it in the bowl. And when he put it in the bowl, Nabi put his Mubarak hands and fingers into that water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, caused water to come out of the fingers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the entire army, thousands of them, they quenched their thirst, my dear, they drank the water from there. Imagine the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in one amal, in one action of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this, my dear, behind this, the amal of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the promises of Allah. Behind the amal of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the promises of Allah. Behind the things of this world, my dear brothers, there's no promise of Allah. Behind your job, there's any promise of Allah. Every day we go to our jobs, we go to our business, we go to our work. There's no promises of Allah. Behind my shop, is there any promise of Allah? But my dear brothers, behind 2 rakats of salah, behind that morning you read 2 rakats of Ishraq Namaz, my dear brothers, and another 2 rakats. In the morning you read Yasin Sharif, my dear brothers, and you leave in the morning. Behind this is the promises of Allah. In the morning, in the beginning of the day, you give sadaqah. Behind this is the promise of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala removes all the difficulties, all the calamities through these amal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is that effort, my beloveds. One is a person makes an effort in order to accumulate wealth. And through this wealth, have that conviction in his heart that all my needs and everything will be fulfilled through this wealth. That is the effort of the people of this world, of this dunya. But one is the effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And that is what we have come here to learn, my dear. The effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to make an effort on Iman. And to have this conviction, my dear brothers, that through that amal which is going to come out of this heart of mine, that amal that Allah Ta'ala will fulfill every need of mine. Today we were having ta'aleem, my dear brothers, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person mentioned, he said, by Abdul Wahab sahab mentioned, some of the effect that sit with this yaqeen, that while you are, that this ta'aleem that you are having, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your need of risk and rosy through this. He said, through this it happens, through amal it happens. It's not that I'm going to go to my job, I'm going to go to my work, I'm going to work for the entire month, I will get my wages, through my wages I'll put food on the table, my dear brothers. This is the incorrect yaqeen. It is that amal Allah Ta'ala does, my dear brothers, but through amal. And amal is yaqini asbab. Amal, behind amal, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept his promises. That army that was going in the path of expedition was going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sahabi was, my dear brothers, that whose donkey passed away. And then they offered in order to give him another mode of transport. He said, no, don't worry, you all carry on. Leave this, this mamla is between me and Allah. You all continue, I will catch up, I will join up with you later. And when they were gone, he makes salah. He makes a perfect wuzu, he makes his salah. He makes dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, life and death is in your hands. On the day of Qiyamah, this donkey will be given life again. But Ya Allah, my need is not then. My need for this mode of transport is now. With what fervor that he made dua and he implored and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put life back into the donkeys. Can all the scientists of the world come together, my dear listen brothers, and put that life into even one mosquito, or one insect? Allah Ta'ala has given us such a deen, my beloved Muslim brothers, that if we make an effort, and the first effort that has to be made, my dear, is yaqeen on kalima. We don't understand, this is the foundational effort, means. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made effort upon Sahaba on their iman. Well, Sheikh Khansa Brahma used to say, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made 2 efforts. One is the effort on iman, and the other is the effort of akhlaq. And he says, when he made an effort on iman, my dear Muslim brothers, and then he made an effort on akhlaq, and then he quotes that if you look at the bayan or the discourse that Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala he gave to the king of Negus at that time, when such an effort was being made, my dear Muslim brothers, and the Sahaba were being tortured, the Sahaba were being persecuted, And about 50 years or so after the Nubuwwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu gave them permission to migrate to Abyssinia, where there was a very just king. So it said Sahaba in the beginning about 18 or so went, and then they went and they heard no, that all the people of Makkah accepted Islam, they came back. And then there was a second migration to Abyssinia, my dear brothers, where over about 100 or so had migrated, men also, women also. And the Quraysh, my dear brothers, did not want to see that these Sahaba would live in peace, my dear brothers. So they sent a delegation behind them in order to go and convince the king that these people have run away from their land, and they should be sent back to their families. So they came with presents for the courtiers and the ministers and everybody, and they tried to convince them that these people must be handed back to us so that we can take them back to their homeland. So the king at that time was a very just king. He said, I cannot do this without hearing the other side of the story. So he called the group of Sahaba, those that were there, and he asked them to put their case forward, that this is what the accusation has come. What do you have to say? So then my beloved Aziz and brothers, Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, he stands up. He was the mutakallim. You know, like how you go in Jamaat, there's one person that speaks and everybody else, they listen. One gives a da'wat, the others listen to the da'wat. Both, my dear brothers, has its effect. Brother Jafar radiallahu ta'ala stands up. The king was there. They came into the court of the king. And my dear Aziz and brothers, he explains that, O king, we were an ignorant nation. We were an ignorant nation. We neither knew Allah, nor did we know any of the prophets. And we were such people that we used to eat carrion. We should bury our daughters alive. We had absolutely no morals. Until Allah Ta'ala had mercy on us. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent a Nabi for our reformation. And such a Nabi who everybody knew his lineage. How noble, from what a noble descent he came from. Everybody knew where he came from. Everybody knew how truthful he was. They used to call him As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala sent a Nabi to us in order to, for our own reformation. And then he explains how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an effort upon him. And this Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala exhorted us to believe in one Allah, and to give up idolatry, and to give up stone worship. We used to worship stones, we used to worship idols. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's first effort was to make an effort in order to take out that this thing of shirk from them. To bring that conviction in their hearts that there is only one Allah. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one that does. That everything else besides Allah is makhluk. Everything else besides Allah is creation. It cannot do. The doer is Allah. The giver is Allah. The taker is Allah. The controller is Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has control over everything in this world. So that Rasulullah made an effort upon us. And he taught us good conduct. He taught us how to fulfill the rights of one another. He taught us how to be good towards our neighbors. He taught us that we must not misappropriate the funds of the heritage of the orphans. All these things he taught us. And he taught us the Holy Quran, the wonderful book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Negus at that time was very curious to hear, you know, something from the Quran Majid. So he asked Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu, okay, read something from the Quran. So Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear, a Sahabi of Rasulullah, very close Sahabi of Rasulullah. So much so ulama ikram tell us that he used to resemble a lot, my dear brothers, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many ways, in his features, in his mode of walking, and my dear. So Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu starts reading the Quran. And he reads from Surah Maryam, my dear. So much so, imagine a Sahabi, my dear, reading Quran. And it is said, it touched the hearts of all those that were there, that they began to tear, not only tear, practically crying until the beards and everything became wet, my dear. We know a person cries, maybe some tears come out of his cheeks. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cry to such extent in sajda that his beard used to get wet. Did we ever experience, my dear, or did we ever see anybody crying so much that his beard becomes wet? So my beloved Azim Muhammad Sayyid Khan Sahib mentions that when you look at this speech that Hazrat Jafar radiallahu gave to the king of Negus, you will realize that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made two efforts
Concurrently, one is the effort of iman and the effort of akhlaq. That is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were selfless people. They desired for others. When that quality of iman came into their hearts, my beloved Muslim brothers, they preferred others above themselves, even though they would undergo poverty. A guest comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam sends him with one sahabi in order to entertain him. This sahabi informs the wife. The wife says, "We've got nothing in the house. We've got nothing in the house. We only got maybe something so little that maybe it will pacify the children." So what does the sahabi say? "No problem. Just lull the children asleep and put the lights off. Make as if you are adjusting the lamp and let the guest eat to his full." It is said they made this plan. And the guest came, my dear brothers. The lights went off. They made as if there was something wrong with the light. And they ate. And they themselves were moving their mouths and their lips because it was dark. The guest could not see. As if they were also eating with the guests. Allah Ta'ala loved this action so much. Allah, Nabi Sallam calls the sahabi, my dear brothers, the next morning. "Then what did you do?" That Allah Ta'ala became so happy. So when the effort of iman, my beloved Allah, will be made, and then when we will realize, have this conviction that Allah is the doer, Allah is the giver, Allah Ta'ala is the one, my dear brothers, that does through His Qudrat, the mercy of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, when that taqwa, that tawakkul, that dependence, that hope, that trust, when that will come within this heart, like they say, this heart is like a container. And in this, if a container is filthy, you will not put something pure in this heart. You have to make such an effort in order to clean that container. So when that container is clean, my dear brothers, then something pure and tahir you will put in that. You will put milk in there, a person will drink from there. You put pure water in there, a person will drink from there. He says, when this container of the heart is clean, then, my dear brothers, that purity you will be able to put in that heart. When this heart becomes clean, my dear brothers, of the filth, hubbe jah, hubbe mal, hubbe dunya, these are all the filthy things that come into the heart. Pride, arrogance, my dear brothers, these are all the filthy things that come into this heart. And in such a heart, my beloved brothers and brothers, Allah Ta'ala does not come into this heart. This heart is filthy. Allah Ta'ala is pure. So that is why the first effort is la. The first effort we have to negate, my dear brothers. We have to take out, my dear brothers, from this heart. Then illallah. Then, my dear brothers, Allah, the nur, my dear brothers, will come within this heart. For this, my beloved Azim, Sahaba Ikram. Then, as Jafar mentioned to the king, that thereafter, when we accepted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the people of the Quraysh, they began to persecute us. They began to torture us. So imagine, my dear, making the effort of iman under difficulty, under trying conditions, my dear brothers. That is why they said, like Quran mentioned, Dawat jo hai, iman Dawat se banega. Iman Dawat se banega. You give Dawat towards Allah's greatness, you go in the path of Allah, house to house, person to person, speak about the greatness of Allah. Allah is the doer, Allah is the giver. Allah Ta'ala, success is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then iman, my dear brothers, will get built. Iman will get built, my dear. The medan and the field is very, very wide. Every person, every home is our field of effort. For what? For the focus of effort, my dear brothers, on our own heart. We are going, my dear brothers, person to person, house to house. We are giving the dawat, it looks as if we are giving that person dawat. But the focus of our dawat is on this own heart. That how this heart can understand. And this heart, my dear brothers, doesn't understand very quickly. It doesn't take, my dear, very quickly. A person mentions some effect, a person says, Allah, 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 1,000 times. And probably the heart will take, my dear brothers, one time. And that's also probably the heart will take one time. Imagine how much you have to repeat and repeat and repeat before the heart becomes convinced. That's why well they say, house to house, door to, give the doubt of iman. This ishtima that is coming, my dear brothers, is to bring this alive. To bring, my dear, the environment and the fiza of Dawat alive, my dear brothers. That you go from house to house, person, and then not only your iman will get made, but the Dawat of iman will reach the ears of each and every person. We don't realize, my dear brothers, that there are people out there, for years upon years, they are not listening to the Dawat of iman. The one area that we went now, maybe out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've made an effort in one locality, one area. So they told us there's a whole complex of about 60 flats. And in each of this flat, there's about 6 apartments. There are 6 flats. So almost about 360. in this that one complex ones. So we made near, inshallah, we'll try and cover in this 2-3 days that we are here, we'll try and cover all the houses, inshallah. All the apartments. So we should make 3-4 jamaats every day, every morning, afternoon, whatever. And we covered all 360. When we took the report. Out of the 360 homes, 43 were Muslim. Out of 360 homes, 43 were Muslim. And out of that 43, my dear Muslim brothers, maybe about 8 to 10 were such homes where either the husband was married to a Nasara or the wife was married to a Nasara. And many homes we found where a person was married to a Nasara, he divorced them, he had children, now the child was 15 years old, and now the child is following the religion of the mother. And one home that they went to, they found that the person in that home was a Sayyid, was married to a Nasara. At the time of the birth of the child, they went to hospital. And at the hospital it so happened that the child was stillborn. So the Nasara wife is telling the husband, he's telling us, I'm a Sayyid. The Nasara wife is telling the husband, go kneel down on your knees now and take the name of Jesus, and then you will see, you know, that his help will come. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens is, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A test of our iman. Allah ta'ala must save us, my dear brothers. So when he did that, it so happened a few minutes later, my dear brothers, life came back in the child. So what happened to the iman of this person, my dear? He says, no, I am a Muslim, but... And that is the thing, like one of our brothers say, no, everything is there, but. When you say but, my dear brothers, everything before that is negated. Now everyone's here, what is that? What is that statement after but? No, Allah does, but. Allah is the doer. Allah gives rozi. Allah Ta'ala solves our problems, but. I have to go to work. But I have to earn a living. No. It's besides all these things. Allah does, Allah is not in need of any of these things. So when we will make an effort, my beloved elders and brothers, one, we will see our condition, our hearts, how weak we are. They say, Dawud, Iman Dawud se banega. Iman Dawud se banega. You will give Dawud. This ishtima is an excuse, my beloved elders and brothers, to create a fiza, to create an environment of Dawud, that house to house, door to door. Imagine the ishtima is in the whole of Overport. And how many buildings in the whole of Overport? Forget Overport, but this is an excuse for every area. And an ishtima, my dear, in Overport, and one person in Overport, my dear brothers, if he doesn't know that there is an ishtima, then what a tragedy is that, my dear brothers. So ishtima is there in order to create an excuse to increase our effort. In order, my dear, that we can give the doubt of iman. Our elders say, if a person does not listen to the doubt of iman once in 14 days, then he is retrogressing. Then he is going to become weaker and weaker. Because every day we live hearing the doubt of Ghairullah. Every day a person goes to work from 8 to 5. What is he talking about? Is he talking about Allah? Is he talking about Allah's greatness? He's talking about makhluk. He's talking about all his things and his chores and how beneficial it is. He's trying to convince one another to buy this and how it will affect your life. My dear brothers, he's looking at the advertisement boards. All these things is having a direct effect upon our heart. That is why our elders say, daily we must come back to the masjid. The masjid is a place where your iman will get made. The masjid is a place, my dear, masjid is linked to Baytullah. And we must link our houses to the masjid, my dear brothers. And the amals of the masjid that takes place. My beloved elders and brothers, this is the amals of hidayat. That every person, our elders say that every male must be linked to the masjid. Every female must be linked to her muhalla talim. And every youngster must be linked to her maktab. You see, that's the only environment in which there is some hope that our iman, my dear brothers, will be able to survive. Warna, my dear, we know what is the condition outside. We know how difficult environments are there outside. There are a lot of youngsters that are sitting here, my beloved elders and brothers. We know what challenges that they are going through. If we're not going to link ourselves to the masjid, and the mahal, azan takes place 5 times a day. If, my dear, we are saying we have to learn about the greatness of Allah, the muazzin himself says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 6 times. That if you want to learn about the greatness of Allah, you have to link yourself to the masjid. You have to be here in this amal, in this halkas of iman, where you're gonna, And you learn Iman how, my dear brothers? By speaking. These are the roads that come to the heart. My dear brothers, let us not deceive ourselves. No other way you'll be able to learn this Iman. Speak about Allah. Listen about Allah. Think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are roads that lead to the heart. If there are four tributaries leading, my dear brothers, into a river, my dear brothers, and one of them, the impurity is coming, the entire my water, my dear brothers, will become impure. So if there is impurity through your eyes, which Allah Ta'ala forgive us today, my dear brothers, it's so easy. With all the gadgets that we have got in front of us, impurity through your eyes, it's going to affect your Iman. The things that we hear, if that is impure, that is going to affect this Iman. The things that we think about, my dear Allah Ta'ala, is not pure. That is going to affect this Iman. It's going to bring about impurity in this heart, my dear brothers. It's going to take away the correct conviction and the thing that is required within this heart. So a person, my dear brothers, can only survive if he is in an environment. Environment of school, environment of university, environment, my dear, those are environments which we have to change. Allah Ta'ala sent us, my dear, Allah gave us such a mubarak effort that if we commit ourselves to this effort, any environment that we are put in, Allah Ta'ala will change that environment. Because we are da'i. We are da'i. Allah Ta'ala sent us as da'i. Allah Ta'ala selected and chosen us to do the work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether you are young or old, whether you are male or female, this is our object for which Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world. We don't get affected, we affect the people. Young people, my dear Muslim brothers, look at their lives. Those that go out in the path of Allah, one youngster will go out, he'll come back, he'll have an influence on all his friends, in his entire community, in the entire institution. Why, my beloveds? Because, my beloved, he made that effort, that sacrifice. And then you don't understand the need for an environment, and not only once a week, or once a month, but daily, my beloved, that house environment has to be corrected. The environment in our masjid has to be made. There's one brother that is with us, Allah Ta'ala give Mullah Shabir Sahib Jazai Khair. They're making effort in the prisons. How many people we met now that met him and said, Moana, I was in the prison. I remember you coming there. And they're making an effort to create an environment. Imagine in the prison, this person was falsely accused and he went into the prison for 7 years. Today he went for 4 months and he came back. He's finishing his last 20 days with us, but he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he saw Moana and he said, Moana, you don't understand what encouragement it used to be for us when you all used to come there and make an environment. In the month of Ramadan, all of them used to come together. Salah is made, Jummah is made. Brothers, the environment is the most important and powerful tool in order for us to safeguard our Iman. There's nothing else. And we have to make an effort to look for that environment. We have to make an effort to attach ourselves to that environment. That is why, my dear brothers, in this this Mubarak effort, my dear brothers, that every amal is to create an environment. That ta'aleem, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, those few people that are sitting in the masjid, and we wake up and we just pass by, my beloved, without even looking, a second glance. That is in order to create an environment. Imagine you are listening to the words of Allah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day, my dear brothers, and then you create that environment in your home. That simple amal of ta'aleem in your home, they say bring that child which is can't even walk or can't even talk, put that child there, the anwaran and nur of that ta'lim inshallah will penetrate the heart of that child. Tomorrow for some reason or the other, because of the environment, that child might stray away for a while, but inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bring that child back to its roots. Where it started from, Allah will bring him back. Why? Because he was nurtured in that environment. That mother, my dearest and brothers, to make the tarbiyat of that child in that home, to speak about Allah, the greatness of Allah, so that child might even start registering in his heart. To whichever environment he goes, that becomes a shield from, my dear brothers, the filth that is around. So my beloved elders and brothers, ishtima is to create an environment. And ishtima, my dear, success is the effort that is made before. And my dear elders and brothers, we have to make so much of harkat that, my dear, there must not be one person there must not be one person, my dear, that is left out that will get the doubt of this ishtima. And not only that, my dear brothers, we are not calling people to an ishtima in order to listen to a bayan. Today, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, our elders told us now that they came back. He says, you in South Africa, you all rely completely on your bayan so that it has the effect on the majma that is coming, thinking that this will do your work for you for the whole majma. No, my dear. Ishtima is a place, my dear brothers, that where every person makes an effort on each and every individual that comes there.
people that are bringing the buses, my dear brothers, that are coming from the areas and locality. We need zimedars on that bus to worry about every individual of that bus. That how they can spend their time correctly. They said it's a tragedy if a person comes to an ishtima and he leaves from that ishtima not even knowing what was the reason he came, what is the object of my life, what is my responsibility, that I must become a 5-time daily namazi. My dear brothers, then, my dear brothers, we are just bringing people to an ishtima. We are relying on the bayan, inshallah, if the bayan, like the ishtima that takes place every weekend in Hilal. Are we coming for the bayan? Or are we coming in order to become affected by the environment? The amals, that waking up at night and crying in front of Allah. So such an effort has to be made, that majma of 10,000, 15,000, my dear, that are coming to the ishtima. So much effort is being made. Allah Ta'ala give jazaya khair all the Joburg jamaats. This year, my dear Muslim brothers, what my dear brothers, great help and assistance they have been. In certain areas, already 2 times, 3 times, already been covered. Yesterday we had a fikr in Weswar. One area said, already 3 times we covered our area. How? All these jamaats that came. I think this weekend about 100 or so brothers from Azadwal were supposed to come, mashallah, in order to make effort for the ishtima. So much of effort is being made to bring a majma, my dear brothers, to the ishtima. And now everybody, my dear, relies upon the bayan in order to make, my dear brothers, the effect. No, my dear brothers. That is why our elders are saying that in every zone, most of the zimidars that are here, in every zone, we, my dear brothers, are responsible for all those that are coming to the ishtima, that we have direct contact and link with every person. Now in Transvaal, by Muhammad Bhai, my dear brothers, gave us the example that so much so in their entire zone of the east, that they had about 30-40 brothers of zimidars worrying about the entire majma. That they had a link with every person, my dear brothers, that came from the area and locality. That they made the ikram. They made the ikram. They, my dear Muslim brothers, saw to their needs, whatever, my dear Muslim brothers. In this way, alhamdulillah, when a person goes back, he goes back. Warna, my dear brothers, majma comes and majma goes. Whether there was an effect or no effect, Allah Ta'ala knows. We, my dear brothers, like Ibrahim Bhai Padia rahmatullah, always used to say, we are like freelancers, moving from one end to the other, my dear brothers, enjoying ourselves in the tuck shop. No, my dear, we have a great responsibility. So ishtima is there, my dear brothers, for us to make an effort. That is why, my dear brothers, like we said, Nabi Sallam made effort on two things. One is iman, and the other is akhlaq. We have to display our akhlaq. Maw Yusuf Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, that a da'i, my dear brothers, he always has a smile on his face. A da'i, he always has a smile on his face. There are people that are coming, my dear brothers, to a strange environment. If we will smile at them, the first impression is the most lasting impression. They say a da'i always has a smile on his face. And a da'i, my dear brothers, always lowers his gaze. A da'i always lowers his gaze. You see the sweetness of iman that lies in a person that lowers his gaze and he walks, my dear brothers. You will never, that sweetness you won't taste any. The sweetness of iman you will taste once. And a da'i is always a person who opens the Quran and reads. Daily, my dear brothers, he has a link with Quran. He has a link with Quran. And a da'i is a person that does not miss his tahajjud. Wakes up at night and he makes dua and he cries for Allah. Because our work, my dear brothers, is not on our efforts. Efforts is makhluk. We are makhluk. Khalik is the one that changes the hearts. Our effort is da'wat and dua. Da'wat and dua. Da'wat and dua. This has to come alive. Mullah Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned something to this effect. The deen will not only spread through zikr and tilawat and with namaz. What about all the other amals that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did? Nabi Sallallahu himself slept in the tent. Nabi Sallam went out in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallam walked to Taif. What about all that aspects of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When will that come alive? Allah Ta'ala gave us ishtima, my dear brothers, so that all these things can come alive. And that is why every zimedar, if he will sleep in the tent with his majma, my dear brothers, for the 2 days, making a little bit of sacrifice, inshallah, worrying about the majma that is going to come, imagine what a great effect that will have. Every zimedar, you are in your masjid, you are making effort for the whole year. Comes the day when all these people have come on your da'wat, my dear brothers. And if we are not sitting there, and we are not making effort on them, we are not showing our akhlaq, we are not serving them, my dear brothers, we are not giving them da'wat. So many people change their lives because of that little tap that little bit of ikram, you picked up their bedding and you my dear listen brothers, you showed them a little bit of akhlaq and ikram. Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that if you want to change an enemy into a friend, if you want to change an enemy into a friend, then show him ikram. Ikram has got such a great effect, my dear brothers. Do ikram of a person that is your enemy. One great, my dear brothers, scholar of deen mentioned, my dear listen brothers, that if akhlaq, my dear brothers, was broken down into 10 parts, then 9 parts, my dear listen brothers, is to forgive, dar guzar karna, forgive one another, have a big heart, accommodate, forgive, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear listen brothers, how much, my dear brothers, torture, how much persecution, his own family members, but he used to forgive, he used to open his heart, he used to embrace. Well, Yusuf Sahib Ramli mentioned, my dear brothers, this ummah, my dear elders and brothers, was built, my dear brothers, with great amount of sacrifice. Today, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, we are tearing the ummah into shreds. Why, my dear elders and brothers? Because my qawm, my language, my brotherly, everything is mine, my dear brothers, everything is restricted, everything is my nation. Whereas Nabi Sassam built an ummah that was my dear elders and brothers, from all nations, from all backgrounds, from all languages. And this ummah was built, my dear, with a lot of sacrifice. Nabi Sallam, my dear, shed his blood in order to build this ummah. Today, my beloved elders and brothers, because we are unable to sleep, or we are unable to mix with one another, we are tearing the ummah apart. That is why our elders say, when you go in jamaats, go in makhlut jamaats. Go in jamaats when there's all types of people, with all backgrounds. That will improve your akhlaq. That will perfect your akhlaq. Then you, my dear, you will have to have sabr. Nabi Sallallahu, how much of sabr he made? When people accepted the deen of Islam, they came with their habits, they came with their cultures, they came with all, my dear, whatever little this thing they had, weaknesses that they had. My dear, we had to make sabr. We had to make fikr. Then how, my dear, their mizaj could come now upon the mizaj of deen. And this is our effort. Once a buzruk came, he went into, I think, a madrasa or something, he saw some table, he said, no, it's the mizaj of our people. He said, that's why Nabi Sallam came, to change our mizaj and come onto the mizaj of Nabuwat. So that we, my dear Muslim brothers, we bring the mizaj of Nabuwat alive. So slowly, my dear Muslim brothers, when we will sacrifice, and we will become selfless, and we will make ikram, and we will open our hearts, and my dear Muslim brothers, we will have love. Love, my dear brothers, is transferred from heart to heart. Whatever we have got in this heart, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala will transfer it. So when that majma will come, and when we will make an effort upon that majma, and then see, my beloved elders and brothers, what happens when that when the time comes for that majma, my dear, at the end of that ishtima. So my beloved elders and brothers, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has accepted us. Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, has chosen us. This ishtima is all for us, in order to understand what is our work. Why Allah Ta'ala sent us? My dear brothers, what is the reason? What is our object? Have we come to eat, sleep, marry, have children, have a nice time? My dear brothers, the most important ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us is our free time. Now so many people have got free time in us. Where are we plowing that free time? Where are we using it? We know at time when we are busy, my dear brothers, where we are occupied. But that free time, the elders say that a youngster, when he's occupied, don't touch him. When he's free, don't leave him. All the different, my dear listen, brothers, this thing that we have got, where are we using it? My dear listen, brothers, we use it for the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala selected us. Allah Ta'ala chose us. How will we get that realization within our hearts? That my day should become like the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My night should become like the night of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what was the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? May yughwini, may yansurni. May yughwini, may yansurni. At the time when people used to come, used to go from 10 to 10. House to house. Mursid Khan Sahib Ramli used to say, he said that the amal that requires the most amount of effort, where physically you have to go, is the amal of gush. Today, my dear brothers, so likely we take the gush, sometimes we're there, sometimes we're not there. You see, that amal which requires the most amount of effort, where physically you have to go, my dear brothers, and do that amal, is the amal of gush. And that is the greatest amount of effect that you will have. So how important, my beloved elders and brothers, that we understand, my dear brothers. like Mullah Farooq Sahib used to say, gatya gatya kaam hamare kaam samjha, nabi wala kaam to hamare kaam nahi samjha. My dear brothers, doubt is a work, talim is a work, ibadat, zikr, dua, my dear brothers, is a work, khidmat, my dear, ikram is a work. That is the real work. The others, my dear brothers, these are the low things of this world that we have regarded that as a work. One person says, I'm working in a laboratory in which, you know, we test the urine and the feces, and he says that I'm doing a work. Another person, my dear brothers, is teaching the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is striving in the path of Allah ta'ala. We don't regard that as a work. And it is that work through which Allah ta'ala is going to change the conditions of the world. The amal of hidayat, da'wah, talim, ibadat, this is that why they say, what is the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is these amals all put together? These amals put together, and we are doing it, my dear and brothers, together. And moving and striving from place to place, establish it in your home, establish it in your masjid, establish it in your business place, establish it moving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, my beloved elders and brothers, through these amals of hidayat, Allah ta'ala will affect the hearts of the people. So, ye asal kaam hai, this is the real work. The five amals that we are talking about, my beloved elders and brothers, that mashura, to use that mind, that heart, that dil, my dear brothers, in order to think about deen. Today we're using it how to make money, how to accumulate. Person got one car, he wants another car. Person got one shop, he wants another shop. Nabi Sam said, person has a value of gold, insan, he will desire another value of gold. The only thing that will satisfy him, when he's put into the cupboard, and when that sand will touch his stomach, my dear brothers, and his nafs, that is when the realization and reality will come into it. No, but accumulate more and more. The more we got, the more we want. My dear brothers, one property, we want another property. To when, my dear brothers, will that realization come into our hearts? That is why it is a mercy. It is a mercy that jamaahs come, my dear brothers, and make our tashkil and take us out and throw us in the path of Allah. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, we are in this environment, my dear brothers, we are destroying ourselves. Like it was mentioned, my dear brothers, that do not destroy yourself with your own hands. The same way, my beloved elders and brothers, because we are not making an effort, we are not moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yughwini, may yansurani, my dear, person to person, house to house. This is what should be coming alive at the time of ishtima. My area, my locality, there are hundreds of buildings in the whole of Overport. In the whole of town, there's hundreds of buildings. When are we going to finish all those buildings so that the doubt of iman can reach each and every person? Thousands and thousands. Now the zimmedars made suffer to all the areas. The whole demographics of our country has changed. We are living, my dear, somewhere in the past. We are living somewhere in the past, my dear. One businessman, we went to meet him, he said, two great challenges this ummah of South Africa went through in our history. One is when the first migration and when the first hijrah took place and all our forefathers came into this country, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, they had the worry and concern that deen must stay alive. They established the masajids, they established the makatibs, whatever. And today we find deen is still alive. Go to some countries where they never have a worry about, where hijrah took place. You go to South America and other countries, forefathers of that time didn't have this worry and concern. That today, my dear sisters and brothers, you can't find a Muslim. Today people from prominent families, my dear brothers, have become murtad. They've left the fold of Islam. So he said, one challenge, alhamdulillah, our forefathers, my dear brothers, they worried about the deen. They established the masajids and the makatibs. They say the second challenge is today, when there's thousands and thousands of foreigners coming in our country, most of them are Muslims. If we make the correct effort, then tomorrow generations coming down, Allah Ta'ala will safeguard our generations. Because they are coming with their cultures also. There are some people coming from such countries where they are very far away from deen. And they are coming with that type of this thing into our country. So if an effort is not going to be made, our mahal is going to be spoiled. So that is why the responsibility upon us becomes greater, my dear brothers, to increase our sacrifice. To increase our sacrifice, whatever we are benefiting in our country today is of no dissing kamal on our side. That all that, my dear, goes to our forefathers before us. What are we doing so that tomorrow my generation and those after us will benefit from? My dear, if in the last 10 years such a change has come in our entire country, what do you think will happen in the next 10, 15 years? And can we become so complacent, my dear brothers? Can we sit back, my dear brothers, and see what is happening? All of a sudden everything just, my dear brothers, the changes that are coming around us. So brothers, we have to open our eyes. Ishtima, my dear brothers, is a great excuse for us to come to know, my dear brother, we don't even know what is the population. We don't even know how many Muslims, different tabqas in our areas. How long are we going to put our heads in the ground and think that everything is okay? Alhamdulillah, all the environment is good. Mashallah, you come to Shahr-Guzari, you see a good environment. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, this is also important. All the other efforts that are taking place, my dear brothers, is important. But when the reality is going to get us that we have gone very far back, my dears, and that we have to come forward and to make sacrifice for, we need a group of people to make such sacrifice in order that these doors of good and khair might can open for the future, for the generations to come, my dear brothers. Today the dunya is open, so we have become complacent. Dunya has, my dear brothers, opened. Many of us, my dear brothers, in the beginning used to do this work with sacrifice. Thereafter, when dunya opened, alhamdulillah, everything might became comfortable. My dear brothers, that this thing of sacrifice has come out of our life. So that is why, my dear brothers, ishtima and this, my dear, effort is all to bring sacrifice back into the ummah. Without sacrifice, the whole life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whole thread goes through all the life of Sahaba Ikram. That sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. You want deen to stay alive. You want this garden, my dear Muslim brothers, that was planted by our seniors and our forefathers to stay. My dear Muslim brothers, we need to give blood. We need to give our life. We need to give our abilities. We need to give our wealth and time in order to see that this garden perpetuates, my dear brothers, after us. For this, my beloved elders and brothers, we need to make an effort. We need to come out in the path of Allah. Elders have shown us a nuska, a prescription. Guys, flood your area with jamaats. Move in the path of Allah. My dear brother, the environment, my dear brother, umumi fiza, my dear brothers, to become alive in every area, my dear brothers, the da'wat of iman, da'wat of iman, da'wat of iman. So that, my dear, this environment, like that environment in the prison affected, the environment, we need this to be everywhere. In our massages, in our business areas, everywhere, my dear brothers. And this will only come when we will, my dear brothers, keep moving. That is why we need such brothers to make the work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our work, our orna bichorna, our day and our night, my dear brothers. Making such effort and doing that, to making jamaat and moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, my beloved elders and brothers, let us make niyat, inshallah. Those that haven't given 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has, my dear brothers, we have delayed for too long. Let us put our yaqeen in Allah, ask from Allah, dependence on Allah, ask Allah to open the door. There's this brother, 7 years in the prison. After he came out, he decided to go for 4 months. He's almost finishing his 4 months, my dear. Only about 15 or 20 days left. Look at the noor on his face, man. The noor on his face. We don't know what effort Allah Ta'ala has given us. Put our loving hand on somebody and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes their life, changes their hearts. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, my beloved Muslim brothers, on that day when we will see our Naam-e Amal, we will say, Ya Allah, this does not belong to me. On this day there is no injustice. You gave da'wah to one person. That person became hafiz, became alim. He began to teach in the madaris, and thousands of students were under him. My dear, this only, my exponential, it just increases, my dear. Allah Ta'ala has given us such, but for this, my dear brothers, we need people to make sacrifice, to continue 4 months a year, inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. On those few, in Makkah, Mukarramah, up till Hijrah, there were just a few, a band of them, but they were those such sahaba, that laid the foundation of deen for the rest of time. The Bilal Habshi, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, the family of Yasser radiallahu ta'ala, these were people wouldn't probably look at them a second look, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved Muslim brothers, they were the ones that laid the foundation stones. Who's going to lay the foundation for the future generations? Without qurbani, it can never be done, my dear brothers. We have to come out in the path of Allah, inshallah, make an effort, inshallah, maybe at home. Our wives and children might cry, but those tears, my dear brother, will be used for the effort of hidayat, for hidayat in mankind. Haji sahab, Allah Ta'ala give him jazai khair. Years and years and years. Sari zindagi ko kapaya. Our entire lives, by the way, given for this, my dear Muslim brothers, it will never go to waste. Allah Ta'ala never forgets, my dear. Allah Ta'ala never forgets. All the sacrifice won't go to waste. At that time, when we come in nearer to our mort, our whole life will come in front of us. Our entire life will come in front of us. And then that ihsas, my dear brothers, in our hearts said, Hi Allah, I wasted my life. I wasted my life. What am I going to answer to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? How did I use my life? How did I use my youth? How did I use the wealth that I procured? And where did I spend it? How did I use my knowledge? Every person, my dear brothers, his leg will be stuck to the ground until he does not answer all these questions before moving from there. This is not a joke, my dear brothers.
Nabi Sallam used to tell Sahaba, "Oh Sahaba, fear the fire of Jahannam. Fear the fire of Jahannam. I'm warning you about Jahannam. These are not small things. A life is coming which is going to be forever and ever. Each and every one of us are going to enter that life. And it's all dependent on this one life." Mawla gives such a view. He says, this life becomes so insignificant. A person that's in the cupboard for thousands of years, how insignificant is it? 60 years is what compared to 2,000 years now he's in the cupboard. It becomes so insignificant after a person passes away, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000 years ago. How insignificant was his life? Is it worth plowing all our energies behind dunya menus? Behind my wife, behind my children, behind my shop, behind my occupation, behind my engrossment, behind accumulating the dunya, my beloved. My beloved Al-Islam, Allah is giving us a chance, inshallah. These istimas are there in order to wake us up, inshallah, and make renewed intentions again at Ya Allah. Make the work of Nabi Sallam our work. Make the work of Nabi Sallam our work. Let our life, our day and our life be in the mode of our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For this, my beloved Al-Islam brothers, who makes niyat, inshallah? Those that haven't given 4 months, make niyat, inshallah. As soon as possible, from istima, after istima, inshallah, we will come up for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bolo bhai. Somebody can come and write, inshallah. Brother Nasser. Come and what a beautiful majma, inshallah. Every one of us that are here, inshallah, we make a niyat, inshallah. Brother's niyat is a dua. When that niyat gets accepted, see, Brother Nasser, inshallah, 4 months. Give your name and give your intention loudly so the brothers can hear, inshallah. Come, brothers, who else, inshallah? Whoever has come, inshallah, make a niyat, inshallah. Bolo bhai, mashallah, come, brothers. Now it's getting closer and closer to ishtima, so you know the heat has to become more, my dears. That fikr, inshallah, that desire, inshallah, to give. MashaAllah, Mawlana Osama, Allah accept. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers. Many youngsters are here also. They can make niyat. All the youth, inshallah, also make niyat, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Pull away. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? More brothers, mashallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Muhammad, mashallah. 4 months. Come, brothers. 4 months, mashallah. Make niyat, brothers. Make niyat for 4 months every year also. MashaAllah. Allah accepts. Ahmed, no? Ahmed. Muhammad. 4 months. Ahmed, 4 months, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. Who else? What you can... In an environment, my dear brothers, what you can sing, that won't come again. If it's come in our heart, let us give our names. MashaAllah. Allah yataqabbal, mashallah. Shakabullah khair. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Jamaat from Makkah Mukarramah. Brothers coming from that land, my dear brothers, of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leaving, my dear brothers, all the sawab, one salah in Baytullah, 100,000, 50,000 Madinah Sharif. Leaving all that for what? For a great mission, my dears. For a great work. For the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the kalima to become buland in the world. MashaAllah, who else? MashaAllah, give your name, inshallah. Young and old, inshallah. We are all in need. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers. Everyone give some niyat, inshallah. All of us, let us have a share in this, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Who else? Mashallah, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Young and old, brothers. Let us not delay. And that is what shaitan does. Shaitan makes us delay, delay. Until many a times, my dear brothers, we are unable to accomplish whatever we wanted to. Come, say next time, Mawla Ghulam Hussain Sahab, four months, Allah. 4 months a year, brothers, who's ready, inshallah? Come, inshallah. We need Jamaat for 4 months foreign. We need Jamaat for 4 months pedal. Make need for pedal also, inshallah. Who's ready for pedal, inshallah? Stand up, inshallah. JazakAllah. Here. What's your name? Munzir. MashaAllah. 4 months pedal. J. Yunus Khan. MashaAllah. Allah accept. MashaAllah. 4 months pedal also, brothers. 4 months foreign. Let us take that opportunity, brothers. You don't get it again. So look after the occasion. If you look after an occasion, Allah opens many doors of khair, my dear brothers. And if you neglect it, my dear brothers, Allah forgive us. These are breezes of hidayat, my dear brothers. These are breezes of khair, inshallah. Let us all benefit from it, inshallah. There must not be a person that don't benefit from this. MashaAllah. Muzambil. MashaAllah. Who else? Come, brothers. Come in our hearts. Let us stand up. Give our names. Don't be shy, inshallah. Person who is shy will never go forward. Come, brothers. Who else, inshallah? Performance, inshallah, pedal. Who makes near performance pedal? Go to the areas where no jamaats normally go. Today in our country, there's Muslims in every area today. Allah's fazal, Allah's name is being taken. All the rural areas also. Let us go and meet them, inshallah. See what is their condition. Give them dawat. Show them some love and affection, my dear brothers. Who knows, inshallah, through this, masajids come up, musallas come up. Namaz starts, inshallah, through the barakat of these peril jamaats. Who makes niyat for peril, inshallah? Come, brothers. Peril 4 months, inshallah. One jamaat, inshallah. Come, brothers. Those that have already spent 4 months, make niyat for 4 months peril. Jee. See, Muslim is one that has courage, my dear. If we don't have courage, my dear brothers, we can't go forward. Stand, inshallah. Bismillah. Bolo bhai, mashallah. Who makes niyat? Come, brothers. Nabi Sallallahu went to Taif peril, walking. Imagine, my dear. Through the rugged hills, my dear brothers. How much of effort Nabi Sallallahu made? Peril, mashallah. Bolo bhai, who else is ready? Make niyat, brothers. As you say, niyat is like a dua. Ya Allah, accept me. Make it easy for me. Open my way. Open my doors. Bolo bhai. Ji. We need jamaats, mashallah. We need jamaats, my dear, to work before ishtima. Bolo bhai. Chilla jamaat before ishtima and also from ishtima. Who makes niyat? Jamaats can be... Masjid-wise also, inshallah, many jamaats are getting ready. Alhamdulillah, we can give our intention, inshallah. From now till ishtima is 1 month. We require jamaats to work now. MashaAllah, as you have said, in the crowd, also in the majma, encourage one another. Give your name, MashaAllah. This is the environment we have come for. Many brothers have come a little bit of encouragement. Allah Ta'ala gives them himmat, inshallah. So amongst us also, inshallah, encourage one another. Imran, MashaAllah. 4 months peril. Allah accept, inshallah. Imran Butalezi. Allah accept. Ji, bolo bhai. Ji, jamaat before ishtima. So a lot of work, my dears. A lot of work. A lot of ground needs to be covered. A lot of areas, my dears. A lot of tapkas. All different tapkas that needs to be covered. MashaAllah, for 1 week we worked in this north area, Allah Ta'ala, MashaAllah, gave Shabir Sahib Jazai Khair so much of work, my dears. MashaAllah, amongst the ulama, Mawlana is making effort amongst the ulama, had a program in Jamiat, in Darul Ihsan, all these areas, my dears. There was a program for ulama of Palok also, program for young businessmen, inshallah. Our South African majma also, MashaAllah, is easy. MashaAllah, those that have come from overseas, they are linked, MashaAllah, they come quickly. But what about ours, those that my South African born, those that have got many, many other things now, the nigah is all elsewhere. How are you going to make effort to bring their tawajjuh and all back, my dears? We need to make an effort, my dears. Ji, who makes niyat, inshallah? From ishtima, jamaats, inshallah? Bolo. How many jamaats? Brothers, make niyat, inshallah. Zakallah. Ashable, one jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept. One jamaat before, one jamaat from the ishtima. Bolo. Every masjid make niyat, inshallah. Brothers, every masjid has to take out some jamaat also in the path of Allah. Then, inshallah, we'll do work. We'll go back with some target, inshallah. Bolo bhai. Come, mashallah. Bhai, north zone, south zone, central zone. Bolo bhai. Mashallah. Swingo Hills, one jamaat from Ishtima, one jamaat before Ishtima is out, one jamaat from the Ishtima also. Ji, bolo. Other areas, Masjid Ibrahim, one jamaat from the Ishtima. Allah accept. Like this, every masjid make near, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Which other masjids are here? Come, mashallah. We require jamaats to go out. Aftab, mashallah. One jamaat, make near one jamaat, inshallah. We require jamaats to move in the path of Allah. From the Ijtima after the dua, we require jamaats moving in the path of Allah. So if we make effort from now, our jamaats will be ready from the Ijtima. Ji, which other masjids? Bolo. Bolo bhai, Swingo, Chatsworth, Mobeni, town bhai. Bhai, Muhammad Umar, Hazrat. Niyat karo. Make niyat, inshallah. Come, brothers. So much of effort is being made. We have to get some results out of it, inshallah. From? Kenfield, mashallah. Kenfield made niyat for a peril jamaat also. Inshallah. Come, inshallah. Other masjids, mashallah. Many of our zimmedars are here. Some are here, we know we're taking our jamaat. Just give your intentions, inshallah. Which other areas? Phoenix is here also. Overbought. Ji, come, brothers. Few minutes left, inshallah. Ji. We can make need for Masturat also, brothers. The holidays are still here. Masturat, Jamaat, 10 days. MashaAllah, few Jamaats have come out. Who makes need Masturat, inshallah? Masturat, Jamaat, inshallah. 10 days, inshallah. Who makes need? MashaAllah, one jamaat, can feel, MashaAllah. Allah accept. Other areas also? MashaAllah, name? MashaAllah, which area? Which area? Hilal. Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah. Other areas, inshallah, make niyat, Masturat jamaats. Bolo bhai. So brothers, inshallah, those that made niyat, inshallah, they can, inshallah, stand up and come on one side, inshallah. Those made niyat for 4 months, and those that made niyat for chitlas also, inshallah. All those that made niyat, inshallah, stand up, inshallah, and come on one side, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Many brothers made niyat. Come on one side, come on the right hand side, inshallah. Those that made niyat, inshallah, Allah reward you. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah give us tawfiq of standing up. InshaAllah, just tafakkur, inshaAllah, will be made. Others also have made niyat. Come on one side, inshaAllah. Many others made also. Come, brothers. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshaAllah. So, brothers, now also the halkas will sit together. Inshallah, we know Ijtima is in front of us. We know we got takazas in front of us. A lot of takazas need to be fulfilled. We know we've got a takaza of door to door, house to house. And also the management of our majma when it's coming to our halka, our zone. In the Ijtima, inshallah. Brothers, a lot of emphasis has been put on this. That when majma is coming, we have to look after them. We have to see that they are involved in amal, inshallah. So this also, that is why every halka is been asked for 10, 15 brothers, inshallah, in order to manage their halka, inshallah, in their zone. So Ijtima is no halka, but it's given according to zone wise. And we need some brothers, inshallah, in order to demarcate that marquee, so that the halkas can also fit accordingly, inshallah. So some muzakara, inshallah, after Isha is going to be made, inshallah, concerning this, with our brother Adam from town, who normally, mashallah, demarcates the marquees, that how our zone, inshallah, fikr can be made. And they are saying that, my dear brothers, that the zimedar, Ijtima of the zimedar starts 24 hours before the Ijtima. So on the Thursday, my dear brothers, evening, the Ijtima of the zimedars will start. My dear brothers, it's not this thing that we come into the Ijtima when others have already come and there's nobody to welcome them, nobody to show them where they are going to stay, when where they are going to do their amal. So inshallah, we require that all the zimedars, inshallah, to come to the Ijtima, inshallah, a day before the Ijtima. So if Ijtima is starting on Friday, Friday after on Thursday, inshallah, we make awaz and all the zimidars should be there, inshallah. In order to welcome the majma and to make fikr about the majma that is coming, inshallah. So all of us will make niyat. So we sit in our halkas and make that mashura. Central zone will sit as a zone. Central zone will sit as a zone, inshallah. Because ishtima is there also, they'll make fikr together, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah make it easy for all of us. And also, inshallah, we should try and lower our voices. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah. If you have to speak, make any fikr for deen, we lower our voices. So once we complete it, we come in our safs and we get ready for salah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all, inshallah. JazakAllah. SubhanAllah.